Welcome to the Marty Sheargold Show podcast. For Chemist Warehouse, this Mother's Day, buy your mum a fragrance from the real house of fragrances, Chemist Warehouse.
From the Triple M Studios.
Wait for it.
This is the Marty Sheargold Show.
Here we go.
G'day, Shigsy.
As we get you up to date with this.
Top six at six.
Oh, I forgot.
I'm reading about COVID.
I was waiting for it.
Not your day today. It was certainly wasn't your day yesterday, but today looks like it's going to be a disaster for you as well.
Top six at six, coming in at number one. These are just Bon Mott's headlines.
Yes.
Stuff you can take through your day. Jared Hayne enjoys his final days of freedom, hanging with his footy star mates as he prepares to go to jail for up to 14 years.
Wow.
Is he being sentenced today?
Yeah.
Oh, God. Oh, well. You reap what you sow.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Don't you? Bill and Melinda Gates agreed on a estate split before divorce announcement. So that's all been agreed on, has it?
No prenup, but
they have
obviously had discussions, which is very sensible and reasonable.
Yeah. And they've been together for about 30 years or something.
Yeah. I mean, if it's amicable and generally if there's no one else involved, that's when the wheels tend to fall
off.
And
if you have a fortune of $150 billion, I'd be fine. Just give me a bill.
$75 billion for you, $75 billion for me.
Then let's just put I read an article yesterday. This is a much longer conversation about the rise in older divorce rates.
It's quite common, isn't it?
It's getting more common.
Yeah.
It's the highest growing area of divorce now is people who have been together for 20 years or more.
And just realise they don't want to be together anymore.
Well, it is that thing of just looking across the kitchen island and thinking,
kitchen island.
How much of this?
Very specific.
What are we doing about this?
I'm sick of your cooking.
If this is
and
my
your face.
If this is my shot at life, is this what I want to?
Yeah.
Tough chats. Number three, Disneyland Snow White ride causes backlash over lack of consent in True Love's kiss scene.
I mean,
she is unconscious,
yes.
Right? Yeah.
And a man does kiss her.
Yeah,
there is no consent involved in that kiss.
Absolutely.
Are we living in a world where that needs to be addressed and changed? Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Number four, Laidley sues police over leaking of photos and alleges officers acted with malice and did appear that way from an outsider's view. And that's certainly only my opinion and an allegation that's been made, not on my behalf.
Mm-hmm.
I got backed out of that beautifully. I think you might have noticed.
But it's in the news, and that's
it's
why
in the
it's
news,
in the
mate.
Top
Number
six
five.
At six.
Top six at six. Melbourne's new $6 million man signs on for life. Who's that?
Gonna have to wait, Marty.
Oh,
jeez.
Oh, I'm pretending I don't know.
Alex covered
I heard it in the news.
Minutes ago.
Number six, how's this?
This
Matt
is a
Damon
big one.
Stops for coffee in the small New South Wales town of Dugong.
Making news.
Matt Damon. What's on the
back page? And we're here for KO, doing this for KO. Sport lives here. You can stream over 50 sports live and on demand if you're new to KO. You can start your 14-day free trial today.
Well done, KO, and thank you for being involved.
Mm.
Good morning, Will.
Marty.
Like to say good morning to the guys.
Troy, Matt,
hello,
Lauren.
Will.
Good morning. Wow.
Good morning, Melbourne.
We're a bit disappointed with Will, as you can tell.
You'd forgotten about him.
There was an incident yesterday we'll go through later in the show.
It's coming up after 7 o'clock.
In the meantime, let's just be our normal selves and push all that down and pretend nothing's happened.
It's hard, though.
It is hard, I'm not
to be fair.
Lie.
It's very
to be
difficult
fair, it's hard.
To forget what happened.
When you're working with a liar.
You'd forgotten for 20 hours.
I know, but now I remember how I'm supposed to feel. Run us through it. What's happening?
The IPL has been suspended indefinitely.
And thank God for that, and it should have happened a couple of weeks ago.
It has become clear the competition's bubble had well and truly been burst by the nation's devastating COVID outbreak.
Mm-hmm.
So in a statement, the BCCI, the Board of Control for Cricket in India, gave no plans of when the competition may come back.
Just let it go.
They're acknowledging the most important thing is that people need to return to their families. Everyone needs to be safe. So it was a unanimous decision to postpone the competition.
Mm.
There were positive samples at four different franchises by the time the decision was made.
Yeah, had to happen once it got in there.
Yeah. So now, from our perspective, it leaves the group of 40 Australians that are over there. What do they do? There's not much hope for the next 2 weeks of getting back.
Right. Well, they need to just lay low, quarantine, not go out at all.
The ban is until at least May 15. So there's an expectation that Australia's contingent will leave en masse to the Maldives, where Michael Slater is currently believed to be.
Well, if they can get there, they should.
Yeah. And that would serve as a temporary post before they can all come home.
Mate, however you could get out of India at the moment, I would suggest you do it like literally this morning.
Mm-hmm. Question.
Yes.
Mike Hussey?
Yeah, Mike Hussey.
Has tested positive.
Has he?
Oh, God, has he?
Right.
Yes.
Okay.
So that's that.
He's called Mr. Cricket.
Is he?
He's no longer playing. He's a commentator now.
Yeah, well, he's tested positive.
What a wonderful batsman.
Mike Hussey, one of my favourite cricketers of all time.
Mm.
Just a middle order freak.
Yeah.
Phenomenal average when he retired as well.
Yeah, it would have been.
And came to test cricket a little bit later in life. And yes, I did say cricket.
Cricket.
Because sometimes I feel like talking like that.
On purpose. Yeah. Two suspensions in the AFL and the VFL overnight.
Oh, no.
So
I'm building drama.
You're doing it well.
Colour and movement. Leave some oxygen in the room for the rest of us.
Suspensions will do tell.
Melbourne's in-form forward, Bailey Fritch, kicked 6 goals on the weekend against North.
Not the Fritch.
He was given a one-match ban, as we reported yesterday. It was overturned overnight.
Yeah.
So the AFL Tribunal, they said that Fritch was reasonable in trying to avoid contact with North Melbourne's Tom Powell, and the ban was overturned, which means he can play against
That doesn't
Sydney.
Happen often, so well done everyone involved in getting that overturned.
Bit of controversy. People think that perhaps his incident was similar to Patrick Dangerfield in the grand final last year. He didn't receive a suspension.
Yeah.
But if they're going to be serious about concussions et al., then maybe it should be something that wouldn't have been overturned.
I haven't seen it, so I can't comment.
You didn't see the North game?
No, I did not.
No, you didn't. You were busy.
Yeah. What was I doing?
I can't remember.
I was doing Have You Been Paying Attention? I'm struggling to watch North play football at the moment.
I don't blame you.
I've gathered that.
Yeah.
In the VFL, former number one draft pick Paddy McCartan was given a 5-week suspension for his punch on Geelong VFL captain Aaron Black. It was a sickening blow, and in former incidents, it looks like it was something that he might have gotten 6 to 8 weeks for, so people think it's on the lower end, the 5-match ban. And as we teased for in the top 6 at 6, Melbourne will announce today that Christian Petrarca's mammoth contract extension will see him at the club until about 2029.
2029, and how much is he getting? That's all we care about.
That's the expectation from Fox Footy and Channel 7.
Yeah.
And the Demons will have him for just under $1 million a year, they believe, across 7 seasons. So a bumper deal for Petrarca, but one of the best players in the comp. It's not unexpected. So that's expected to be announced today.
Good on him.
Well done.
Thanks for listening to the Marty Shergold Show podcast. For Chemist Warehouse, this Mother's Day, buy your mum a fragrance from the real house of fragrances, Chemist Warehouse.